Blog Talk Radio.
Dollar for view. Dollar for view. Come and see the great spectacle from a very famous museum. Dollar for view.
Ah, what is that?
Don't be afraid, ma'am. That's a very famous spectacle from a museum around the world. See, this body here, this was the first mummy ever. The first mummy of the world, see?
First mummy of the world? Why is that thing sticking out? What is that?
That's the famous finger. You want to know? You want to know where the idea came from? You give people the finger. Well, there it is. It's the famous finger.
What the hell is that, boy?
Howdy, sir. You look like a man of adventure. Are you a Texan?
You better believe I'm a Texan. Can't you tell by my cowboy hat? Now, what in tarnation you doing with that thing on the street? Scaring people and sending old ladies running, and you don't want no little children.
Well, this wouldn't hurt any little children. This is beautiful. This is the first mummy from the big museum across the ocean.
What, mommy? What are you talking about?
Well, you have to pay a dollar and you'll see the whole thing.
I don't want to see the whole thing. I don't even want to see part of it. Now, you better get that thing off the street or somebody's going to call the police. They already called the fire department. And they said there's nothing they can do because there's no fire. But I think you better get that thing off the street pretty fast.
Dollar for a view. Get the view. Get the whole view of the first mummy. The first mummy that ever lived.
Well, I got one question.
Yeah?
Did that mommy have any children?
Oh, get out of it. That's not that kind of mommy. It's a mummy, not a mommy. A mummy mommy.
A mummy mommy. Are you for real? What? What institution did you escape from?
Oh, I've been to all of them.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I'm calling the police. You got to get that thing off the street. You're frightening everybody. Two old ladies just fainted over there and had to call the ambulance. Yeah.
I didn't mean to scare anybody. It's just a dollar. Can you give me a dollar for a view?
I wouldn't give you a dollar for a shoe. Now get out of it. All right. What's going on here? Oh, no, not you again. What the hell? What is that?
Hi, Joe. I like your new uniform. You look good with that uniform.
Oh, never mind that. What's that thing sticking out like that? It looks obscene to me.
No, Joe. That's the first finger.
The first finger. What? Are you some kind of a nut? What do you mean, the first finger?
Well, that's where the idea of the finger came from. See, from a mummy.
A mummy. What are you talking about? Is that body real?
Oh, don't worry, Joe. It's mummified. Can't hurt you.
Mummified. I don't know what I'm going to do. I got to call my sergeant. She's a tough old bird, and she hates me anyway. What am I going to do?
Oh, you better call the sergeant. Maybe the sergeant will give me a dollar for a view.
She'll give you a dollar. She'll put you away. And everybody will have to view you. On the radio, yeah. 489 to headquarters. 489 to headquarters. Yeah. Oh, Sergeant Mulligan? Yeah, this is Joe. I'm down here on Main Street, and I got a situation here, see. I got a body with a finger sticking out. What? Is it dead? I don't know. Sarge, can you please help me out?
All right. What's going on here? What do you think this is, a circus? Come on, get that thing out of here. What is that anyway?
Oh, geez, Sarge, sorry to bother you.
Oh, shut up, Joe. You're always bugging me. You're turning your badge. You don't know what you're doing half the time.
Sarge, I can't turn in my badge. My wife will kill me after she leaves me. Yeah.
Now listen. What's your name?
I'm Gabriel. Would you got a dollar?
What? Are you trying to panhandle money from a police officer? That's a federal offense. Go to jail for 9 years, and I'll throw in 2 more. That's 11 years. Now, what's that thing sticking out of that thing?
That's the first finger. The first finger to come from a mummy across the ocean in all the way down under, across down.
You're a nut. Get him out of here, Joe, will you? I gotta call the health department and.
Sergeant, we checked the body and it's clear of all disease.
All right, now get it out of here. I can't have that on Main Street, and get this nut out of here with it.
Is anybody going to give me a dollar for a view?
I'm gonna get him out. Get him out. Call his mother. What's going on here? What now is this big thing sticking? One. Who is this? Wait. Can I see the body? I got a dollar. I seen body. Yeah, I like. Wouldn't it be cool if there was bodies all over?
Yeah, that would be nice, yeah. With the bodies all over. Give me the dollar here. Oh, okay, here. See how nice it is? Look how beautiful.
What is that?
That's a mummy.
A mummy? Gee, I hope my mommy don't look like that. Oh, get him out of here. Get the ball out of here. Come on, run him in.
His mommy. All right, in a sight, the frolics, the crazy stuff. Yeah. Gee, I hope your mommy doesn't look like a mummy. Mummy. Anyway. Welcome, everybody. Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. In a sight, Friday night, and a lot of wacky stuff going on. Yeah. All right. Brought to you by the Big East Akita Rescue. Little Bear, yeah. And, you want to adopt an Akita. You got a great dog there. 609-388-7004. I'll never forget years ago when I had my first Akita guide dog, and my buddy Captain Haggerty, greatest dog trainer that ever lived, Captain Arthur Haggerty, and he said, Mountain, that was my dog's name, Mountain looks like a good stable dog. Now, for Haggerty to say that, that's a lot, I mean, this guy, not only did he know dogs, he lived dogs, he was part dog, and he loved them, all right. All right, Inner Sight, Big East Akita Rescue, .org, check them out. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. Hey, you need dog food, cat food? My buddy Gary, Nobody Starves on Long Island, 631-484-3085. Give him a call. 484-3085. That's 631.
want to thank Mr. Kennedy, Kennedy Realty, for his help. Yeah. My buddy over there, Islip, New York, 631-888-1186. Buy a house, sell a house, get a house. All right. Mr. Kennedy, we got honeymoon is coming up. Ralph, to get another job, and we'll tell you about that. All right, that's coming up. We got Lauren Hardy coming up with a crazy skit. And, oh, special event later coming up, Jimmy Dinigan doesn't want to go to school anymore. Oh, we got to tell you about that. That was a riot. Him and Miss Ma had the big fight. You know, everybody was cheering on. Kids were saying, "Don't hit Jimmy, don't hit Jimmy." Anyway, that's later on. All right, what else we got? Let's see. All the beautiful children of the world, watch out for them. Take care of them. Bless them. Go an extra mile for a child. We remember some of those who, the way, little Tommy, royalty. Corey Foster, Avanti Oquendo, and Ali Campbell. So, watch out for the children. Take care of them. They deserve to live their life. All right, Big East, the key to rescue. We just told you about that. Let me give you that number again, 609-388-7004, if you want to adopt an Akita. Yes, and let's see, around the world, in a site with some of the cuckoo stuff going on, is, you know, you want to help the disabled. Hook on to Inner Sight. Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. Our phone number is 631-224-3090. And look for us online in a magazine called The Tides of America. Story online of Inner Sight. Tides of America. I want to thank Suffolk Bus, of course, for their $2,000 donation. And we're still looking for a match on that. So anybody out there want to promote their business, contact us. And it'd be cool if you could match the $2,000 to get some good free publicity. And we would speak to the newspapers and see if they would consider doing a follow-up on that. All right, Inner Sight, some of our friends, Good Mojo Printers, Sutton Insurance, Turo Law Center, Sunset Restaurant, Baccaro's Italian Tavern, and a lot more. We thank them for their support in the past. Inner Sight, this is the funnies. Engineer, are you there? Co-host, are you there? Nobody there, all right. Nobody home, as they say. Got the honeymoon is coming up, and we got that skit, as I promised you, Jimmy Dinigan. You know, Jimmy was, he was quite a character, the kid, you know. He very spontaneous child. You know, when I think back, and it's amazing how you remember all this stuff. You know, very spontaneous kid. By the way, the biting buzzard is here too. All right, but to get back to Jimmy, a real weird kid, you know, and he'd get something into his head, and it didn't matter what was going on in the classroom. he was determined to change the subject, you know. Oh, and he's very annoying to the teacher, you know. So anyway, one day we're all sitting there, you know, we're trying to practice our reading at these little Braille books, you know. And all of a sudden, Jimmy jumps up and he says, "I don't want to go to school no more. I don't want to go. Miss Ma, I'm going home." And she said, "Jimmy, sit down. You can't go home." "Why not? Why can't I go home? I live there." "Never mind. You go home at 3 o'clock and not before. Now sit down." "I don't want to sit down. I want to stand up." "I want to stand up and I want to talk about why we shouldn't have to go to school." "Well, we have to go to school, Jimmy. We have to get smart." "Oh, shut up, Janie. You're stupid." "You don't know what you're talking about. You're not stupid. You're not stupid. You're blind." "You're blind too, Jimmy." "Yeah, but I'm not blind like you. I'm a different kind of blind."
"Hi, Frank. I couldn't get on because
I'm a sighted blind.
Whatever.
I'm a sighted blind. So, Miss Ma, what do I do? How do I get permission so I don't have to go to school no more?" "You can't get permission for that. You have to be a certain age." "Oh, how old are you?"
"Hey, Frank."
"16. 16.
Mm-hmm.
"Wow, I'm only 8 years old. I gotta wait that long. I can't hold on. I can't wait that long. I'm gonna die. I'll die. Ah! Oh, Jimmy, cut that out. Now sit down and do your reading." "I don't want to sit down. I want to talk to somebody about not going to school no more. You send me. Oh, maybe Mr. Kramer could help me. Mr. Kramer downstairs in the basement. He stays down there like a little rat in the basement. Yeah, it's Mr. Kramer." "Jimmy, sit down." "Yeah, I want to see Mr. Kramer." "You can't just go and see Mr. Kramer. You have to do something bad first." "Well, I'm doing something bad. I don't want to go to school. Is that bad?" "Jimmy, you can't do that." "Katie, be still. Now, Jimmy, if you don't sit down, I'm sending you to the principal." "Oh. Well, I'm going to stand up. I'll stand up more. I'll go by the window and get some air." "Stay away from that window." So she sends him down to to Kramer. And Kramer's on the phone, see. And he's talking to somebody. I don't know who he's talking to. He says, "Well, I don't know what I'm going to do." He says, "Some of these kids are very belligerent, and they don't know how to behave. It must be their parents let them get away with it at home, you know, and then they send them here, and they get worse." And as soon as he says that, pops in Dinnigan.
"Oh, yeah, Mr. Kramer pounding the rail for Jimmy, stop that. Don't sing that song. I'm having a nervous breakdown."
"Oh. Well, don't be nervous. I'll help you."
"You're going to help me? How are you going to help me, Jimmy? You're driving me nuts. Now, what is it? Why are you here?"
"Oh. I'm here because I don't want to go to school no more."
"What? What do you mean you don't want to go to school anymore? You have to go to school. That's the law."
"Well, Mr. Kramer, I got an idea, see. I'm going to tell my mother. I want Mr. Kramer to come to my house and be my teacher."
"Ah! No, Jimmy, no. Please, don't tell your mother that.
Jimmy, please don't. I have to call my doctor. He gave me the wrong pills.
Oh, then what kind of pill you got?
I have an anti-depression pill, but I'm not depressed. I'm a maniac. Get him out of here. So I don't know what Jimmy ever got his wish, but he was always in school. I don't know what his mother thought about that. Anyway, Inner Sight Frolic, engineer, are you there?
I'm here.
Oh, there you are. All right.
I've been here since the beginning of the show, actually.
Well, that's good.
I have.
How about do the Able News?
Yeah, I can. Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past, 31 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events and a column, calendar events and a column for, oh, God, I'm losing my train of thought. sorry, Frank. I had trouble.
Come on, let's go. Able News.
Yeah, Able News has a calendar event, a column written by various experts and a variety of information that you can get with Able News. Also, they have a personals page and that boasts two marriages and a classified section, a little backwards, but that's okay. I'll give you everything that they got. they're very, very good about doing, you know, special columns. If you actually look in their newspaper that's online, it's really good. Also, if you have, you could get a free subscription, which is very, very good as well. You just log in, register, and you can get that free subscription online. And back to you, Frank. And I hate
all right, in a sight
that
Frolic Louie's coming up later. Yeah, got
yeah,
Louie
no.
coming in. Don't forget, sign our petition. And a week from today, I have an appointment with my congressman.
Yeah.
Whoop-de-doo. Let's see if. What he's going to do for us, you know. You
Frank,
know, I'm going to tell him I voted for him.
You know what? Officially today, I got to say something. I am angry enough to make it my first priority to get to Dr. Callaty. Okay? My first priority. You got it?
To get where?
To Dr. Callaty.
Oh, Calvary,
yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's...
Now, we're going to do that...
That's a long time
video
ago already.
Together. No, I know. We're going to do that video together, you and I, and I'm going to make it into the studio. When can we get into the studio? When are we doing the studio thing?
I don't know. I have no idea. I don't run
oh,
this
we gotta,
world.
Yeah. We got to do it.
Wish
we
I did.
Do
be
yeah,
entirely
no.
different.
Well, maybe... Bill can do me that one big favor through Zoom, okay? And you could just make it over to Bill, all right? And he could record it through Zoom. And I would be one happy customer.
First, we got to find out if your friends are going to still help before we
yeah,
do
Yeah, they
anything.
Are. They said they would. They said they would, and they've been bugging me on it. So it's me that hasn't been doing it. Now I've gotten to a point, yesterday, I just had it with everything. Really, I had.
All right,
yesterday
this is supposed to be the comedy show. Give me some Jackie Gleason music. Honeymooners.
Oh. Honeymooners, okay. If I could see it, my glasses are broken. Really broken this time. You see why I had it?
There
That's
we go.
Funny. Okay, let me see if I can see it. You got to give me a chance, okay? Give me a chance. Let me make that lower, man, or higher or something. Is that good?
Keep it going. Keep it going.
Or higher? Is that better? Is that better? Or higher?
Stop talking so much.
Well, no, so it was higher. You needed the music higher. It was low.
What is that you're eating, Norton?
I don't know, Ralph. I got it out of your icebox.
My icebox? Sure does smell good. Well, you know, Norton, I'm not making enough money driving that bus. I got to get another idea, another way to make money.
Well, Ralph, I'll tell you one way you can make money.
Yeah.
Put this stuff in cans, in jars, so you can sell it.
Put it in cans? What are you talking about?
Yeah, just taste it.
It tastes pretty good. Wonder what that is. You know, it's not such a bad idea there, Norton, that you had. What I need is a backer, an investor, see?
Well, how about somebody down there at the bus company there? They might know of people to back this up, put some money there. You can put it in the supermarkets.
Yeah. You know, they say my boss, Mr. Marshall's a good guy, you know. I like to bring about new ideas, see?
Well, bring it down there. Plenty of crackers here. Wrap it up. Scoop it right up there and bring it in to Mr. Marshall.
It's a good idea, Norton. I think I'll do that. Oh, pardon me. Can I just see Mr. Marshall for a minute?
Well, he's very busy, you know.
Well, I realize that, but this is important.
Well, what is it, Crandon? What do you want?
Mr. Marshall, it's like the guys say, see? You're a real good guy, and sometimes you even help somebody out with a business venture.
What are you getting at?
Well, that's it. Now, I scooped some of this up that my wife made it, see, and... I just want you to, it's an appetizer.
An appetizer?
Oh, yeah, you go in the supermarket, the shelves are full of them. Just taste that, would you?
I know this show.
It's pretty good. Now, are you sure your wife made this? Is it not your mother-in-law? Oh, no, my mother-in-law's got nothing to do with it. She's a nice lady, but she's got nothing to do with it. This could have possibilities if it's handled right. But I'd like to get another opinion. Send Mr. Peck in here, will you? You want me, Mr. Marshall? Yeah, that is. Smells familiar. Oh, I know what it is. It's dog food. Dog food? Wait a minute. What do you mean, dog food? We haven't even got a dog. Why would my wife have dog food in the house? That's crazy. Don't listen to him. Well, I could be wrong. Of course you're wrong. But I'll get Charlie. He raises dogs.
Uh-oh.
Hey, Charlie, you know what that is? Of course I know what it is. I've been using it for years. It's dog food.
Oh.
How would you feel if you gave your boss dog food to eat? Well, it'd be all right, Ralph, if my boss was a cocker spaniel.
That was the best.
Never mind. It's a miracle I wasn't fired.
That's
dog
true.
Food.
Mm.
What are we doing with dog food? We don't even have a dog. Ralph, that's where you're wrong, Ralph. Look. Look at a beautiful dog. Look. Put the dog back in the box, Norton. Put him in the box or I'm going to do something to you. Get him out of here. All right, in sight. What's the moral of that story? Look out, you might be eating dog food.
Oh, it happened to one of somebody that we knew. The
Some of it
just
is
came.
Better than people food. What?
Yeah, that's true. They had just come to America, and there was no picture then years ago. Some of the dog food didn't have a picture of it, of a dog. So they would every night get it in a can, and they would just put vegetables in it. They thought they were doing the right thing. And it would be easy. Everybody would eat it like crazy, right? Then one of their family members who understood English, one time said, "Where's the dog, Mom?" You know, said it in, you know, to my friend. Said it, you know, to them. I said, "Where's the dog? We don't have a dog. What are you talking about?" She said, I think it was, I think she was Hungarian. Said in Hungarian back to her. And said, "We don't have a dog." P.S. So the moral of the story, they were looking all, you know, she got so, she goes, "This is the food that's
supposed
to be."
You mean your family ate dog food?
Not my family. No way. Mm-mm.
Your friends?
My friend's family, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you never know. Is Louie on the line?
Hold on.
Inner sight, frolics. We got the Laurel Hardy coming up.
If I could only keep one pair of glasses... One pair of glasses. Oh, my God, there's a whole bunch of people online. I can't see not one of them. Oh, God. All right, Louis is. I got two Skype calls.
All right, so let's take a phone call from Inner Sight.
Mm-hmm.
Live on the Follies.
Yep.
Keep it clean or we'll boot you right off.
All right, so I'm going to, what do you want, Louis first, or you want everybody else? What do you want first?
No, let's take a phone call. We'll save Louis
okay.
for the end of the show.
Okay, here is...
Inner Sight, hello.
Here he goes. Okay, here he goes. All right.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Hi, yes, this is ironic. You were saying Louis. My name is actually Louis. I'm calling from Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Oh, hi.
How you doing,
had
Lou?
Me confused there. I was like, Louis. They can't be expecting me. I'm not Louis. I'm Louis.
Hi, Louis.
I really like the acting. Louis. I really like the script that you guys were just doing with Mr. Marshall's dog, but when you said, "What is it?" and it smells
mm-hmm.
funny, you said it was dog food. I think the actual line is that it was dog shit. Like, it was actual dog poop.
No way.
Nah, I don't think it was.
Would you like to reenact that skit? Hello, Mr. Marshall. Are you sniffing dog shit? If not, it might be dog piss, and the dog is pissing on my face.
Oh. Nah.
Have you ever had a dog piss on your face?
No.
Hey, come on. Get out. Get them all. Get off.
No.
Do dogs poop on your face? I pooped
never.
On my dog once.
No, never. Hold on. Let me
come
get
on.
To that.
Get them all.
Fuck you.
No, I'm trying to get him off, and he realizes that I have a freaking, you know, he that's horrible.
All right, Inner Sight, keep it clean if you call in, otherwise you're going to get booted off.
Booted off like that. And I think the other is an anonymous person. if you want to be, I can't tell. They're coming in through Skype. There's no number. So,
all right, let's take another call and we'll find out.
Well, I think this might, I don't know. We usually have.
Hello, Insight.
Okay. Hello.
Hey, motherfuckers, what's going on tonight?
Yeah, good.
That was easy. He's off.
All right, Insight around the world, and, you know, there's all kinds of jackasses in this world, and there's two of them right there.
No, it's the same person.
Right.
It's the same person.
Could be.
No, it is.
Could be.
Okay.
Who knows?
All right, give me
let's get Louie.
Yeah, you do.
At least we know people are hearing us.
Yeah,
that's the
positive
side.
You have negative, and they come through, and it happens. He likes to think it's funny when he says that. Well, it is funny in his own eye.
We got Louie?
Yeah, he is.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the most Friday show in history. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio and Intersight presenting the Friday Night Follies, starring Frank Marino and Suzanne Taurasi Ferrero.
Hello, how are you?
Yeah.
Who's this?
Yeah.
Guys, who are you talking to on the other line? Who's that guy?
We don't know, but he was being very nasty.
I'm a stupid idiot.
To us. Yeah.
Yeah, he better. I stay out of my affair.
Well, let me tell you one thing. If you have humor, okay, like that, all right, just, you know, you got to not curse. You got to keep it clean. That's all we ask for. And
yeah, true, yeah.
It's not clean when you do that.
Hey,
you know?
Louie, we got,
yeah.
You going to do the Jerry Lewis tonight?
Yeah, my name, hello, I just called you on the phone. Welcome to the Block Talk Radio, starring Frank Perino and Suzanne Taurasi Ferrero on Intersight Frolics.
Yeah. So,
How you doing,
Ralph? I gave Ralph Crampton, at the Crampton's home on the high market, I gave him an hors d'oeuvre snack. I put it on the crackers. It tastes like an hors d'oeuvre.
Oh, right.
That's Grandma to Mrs. Marshall.
That's it, Grandma.
There you go, that's right. Shame on him.
Hey, what was Jerry Lewis's favorite song? You know, one of his favorite songs.
Rock out way up in my heart, and you'll never ever walk alone.
That was his favorite? Oh, yeah,
you'll
never walk alone.
Yep.
That was the end of the, what it called? Wasn't that the end of the, what he used to do, the telethon? He used to say that.
The Jerry Lewis Muscular Dystrophy Association telethon.
That's right. That's right. At the end of it, he would sing that, right?
Yeah.
Didn't he? Yeah. Oh, my God, I remembered that. That really is good for my brain.
I got a swap for you, and I'll talk to Rosanna down in a minute. First, I'm Jerry Lewis. I got the swab in my hand. I go into the hallway. I approach the restroom, and I tickle their fancy. And I talk in the bathroom about Pat Cooper and Rosanna down. Went to the bathroom.
Hey, did you hear about what they want to do in Congress? They had a debate about a new kind of bathroom. See, it was a men's room, ladies' room, and now they want the trisexual room.
Hey, yeah, I got a trisexual room. I can bet on that, top that for sure.
I went into a bathroom once, Frank. That was for the disabled and for all genders. Now,
yeah, that's right. That's
okay,
right.
But the problem with the room is that you were able to all go in at the same time. You had stalls. So now, I was kind of perturbed about that because some people are tall enough to look over a stall. So I went in.
Well, they want to legalize that now. They want to make it so that a person who's a transsexual.
Well, I don't mind
can have their own bathroom.
Well, they could have their own bathroom.
The only thing is, how are you going to know that they're a transsexual?
See, I get here. And you don't have to identify yourself as. So, I mean, unless they want to. That's really sad right there.
Yeah,
because
but somebody
now,
could walk in who just wants to be in there for other purposes, you know.
That's right.
So I think I came up with an idea, see.
Yeah.
What they should have is a guy like Louie at the door with an X-ray machine, see.
No.
Hey, Louie, you know how to work an X-ray machine? Louie, you there?
Yeah,
I'm right here. I'm Jerry Lewis, and I hear you through the line here.
You don't want to be the Louie for the moment.
Yeah, we're good. Suzanne, be quiet.
Stop
that.
Yeah,
leave it alone. I'm Jerry Lewis. Don't worry about it. Jerry Lewis will take care of everything. You're right, Wing.
We're going to have the ladies
over here from Jerry Lewis and give them love drops and make them feel better.
And put the love drops in the X-ray machine. And when the person comes up to go to the bathroom, you take an X-ray of them, and, you know, you have a guy there who can read it. And then you decide whether or not they can use this bathroom.
Yeah, that's right.
And if they go in, you give them some
love
drops.
Okay, I guess I go,
Otherwise, it's going to be a lot of turmoil. Anybody can go in anywhere.
Yeah, turmoil is right. Yes, sir. Yeah.
Hey, Luke, give me a good song. Come on.
Hey, my name is Suzanne Tarassi Ferrero. I'm being disguised as Suzanne Tarassi Ferrero, and then I'm being Jerry Lewis. I'm disguised as Suzanne Tarassi Ferrero in a real chair or a cane. And then I say, Louie, can you give me love drops? I want me to feel better already. I said, Jerry Lewis and myself.
Thank you.
Would you say a wheelchair or a cane?
Yeah. I'm disguised as Suzanne Tarassi Ferrero. I'm disguised.
Thank you, Louie.
How about a wheelchair and a cane?
Is that be a Suzanne Tarassi Ferrero look-alike contest?
No, don't want to look like me.
Oh, yeah. I'm not wanting a piece of sky. Yes, there is.
Jay, somebody wants to look like me? Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, come on. Hey, Lou, we need a closing song. You got a good song? How about a Nat King Cole song? Remember Nat King Cole?
I'll do it as a Jerry Lewis. I'll try to do that song for Jerry Lewis. Let me hear this. It's not roasting, I'm an open fire. It's not ripping for the love drops. Although, as they say, 50 times, 50 ways. And folks dress up as Jerry Lewis. Everybody know. I'm Suzanne Tarassi Ferrero and my Aunt Tilly. Tell to make the rock and roll bright. Tiny tot with my brain on the glow and probably hot with Jerry Lewis tonight. They know that Suzanne Tarassi's on a wheelchair. They're bringing lots in Aunt Tilly's on the sleigh. And there's my Aunt Tilly. They're going to spy. I see Pat Cooper. Really knows how to ride. And so I'm offering a wheelchair and Aunt Tilly's mistletoe. the fellows who make 92. And oh, they received many times, many ways. My name is Jerry Lewis. As to Sam Taurasi Ferrero in a wheelchair to you.
Thank you, Louis.
All right, a crazy
Thank
song.
Thank you, Louis.
That's what we need on this show, crazy stuff.
I'm glad
yeah.
I'm
All
on
right,
the show
tonight. Thanks,
last week I miss you. I was at my brother's house.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then
right.
I'm having a good time on the Follies on a Friday. I call you every Friday. Then
yeah,
Jerry Larson, Roseanne, and Dana talking to the Follies on a Friday night. Take it easy. Following Friday, we'll do some more on the Frank Perino and Suzanne Taurasi Ferrero's Inner Sight. All right?
Thank
yeah.
you.
All right.
Give me some give me some Lauren Hardy music.
Okay. You're on the air,
right,
Frank Perino. I love you.
I love you, guys.
Thanks, Lou.
I love you. Take care. All right, now I got to find the other. Wait, Frank.
Lauren Hardy music.
Glass. Give me a second. My glasses are broken, so I got to hold them to my eyes. And I am sorry. Wait, Frank. It's there. Just give it to me. Give it to me. I give up on everything. God help me.
Well, here we are again, trying to find how to survive. Survival of the fittest. Survival of the fittest? Well, you'll never make that with that belly. Grr! Never mind. Now listen, we have to come up with an idea to start our own business. I'm tired of being pushed around by these people who want to be the boss. I want to be my own boss. Well, it sounds like you're looking for the rainbow with the pot of gold. That's right. Well, you've already got the pot. Just look for the gold. Don't get smart. Now, what kind of a business are we going to go into? We have to think of something that everybody needs all the time. They need to eat. That's right. Food. That's a good idea. We'll start a food truck. A food truck. Oh, where are we going to get the truck? I have a perfect idea, see? There's a fella down the block. He's got a big sign up on his truck for sale. For sale. You mean it sails in the water? No. He wants to sell it. Oh.
Hmm.
Well, where are we going to get the money? Got to get the money from selling the food. Now, how much food have we got in our refrigerator? Oh, let's see. Got a bottle of milk. A bottle of water and two bananas. Two,
two bananas, milk and water. Well, it's better than water and bread. You get that in jail. How are we going to start a business with a bottle of milk and two bananas? Well, I got an idea. Maybe we could make banana milkshakes. Banana milkshakes. And how far do you think that'll get you? Well, we can get down the corner. We can walk and see what he wants for the truck. Come on, let's go. There it is. Isn't it beautiful? Oh, yeah, it's beautiful, all right. It depends on, you know, beauty's in the eyes of the beholder, and my eyes don't behold her. Oh, sir, we're interested in your truck. How much do you want for it? Well, let's see. 100, 200, $100. $100. Well, he hasn't got $100. Well, he looks like he's got 100 pounds. Well, that he's got. Well, I got an idea for you, Bird. See, go down here to the laboratory, and he can sell his body for science. If they pay by the pound, he'll be left a millionaire. Did you hear what he said? He insulted my intelligence. Well, maybe he's right. Maybe we ought to try that, you know, with what do you got to lose? 100 pounds? Come on, Ollie, let's try it. Let's try it. Yes, may I help you? Well, he wants to sell his body to science, and if you pay by the pound, he'll be rich. Sell your body to science? Well, the only thing is, we don't buy live bodies. You have to be deceased. Oh. Did you hear that, Ollie? I heard it, and I don't like it. Now, let's get out of here. Well, what are we going to do? We haven't got the money. We haven't got the truck. We haven't got the food. There goes our business. Finished before it starts. As usual. Don't worry. I'll think of something. Before the next episode comes up. Next episode. Yeah. All right, Inner Sight, Frolics, crazy stuff. We even had some stuff tonight that we had to kick off the air.
Yeah. Hold on.
Somebody must love us a lot. They came in from two different Skypes.
No. They were both Skype. One same number. It always comes in when Skype. And there are eight ones when it comes in from Skype. It keeps it anonymous.
Maybe you said it with two different calls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you could generate, when you do call in from Skype, you can generate as many calls as you want, really. So it could be the same person as many times.
All right. Inner Sight. We'll be with you Monday, Matt. I'm glad. Don't forget.
Yeah.
Monday night on Inner Sight is Matt Aglad. Tuesday, open mic. Wednesday, usually a different subject. And Thursday, a subject. Friday's the funnies, all right?
I was really upset before I could hear you, and I was like speaking to the website, honestly, because I could hear you on my phone, but I couldn't get in on the website. So I was like flustered, to be honest.
Speaking to what website?
It wasn't letting me log in. So I could hear you on the phone, and you were saying, where's my host? Where's my engineer? Where's everything? And I was, like, speaking to the darn blog website. Yeah,
you were talking to the blog? The blog website?
Yeah, it wasn't letting me log in. Yeah, it wasn't letting me log in.
Well, you got to get things straightened out. You're obviously not doing something right.
No, I'm doing something right. It just would not. It doesn't. Periodically, it doesn't let me log in. What let me log in is I closed the whole browser. I cleaned out all kinds of garbage from my stupid internet stuff, and then I was able to log in. And I shouldn't have to do that. I should just every night.
Well, maybe that's
like
what it is. Stuff in the way. How are you going to log in?
No, I shouldn't have to do that every night, because they make it on the internet where you're able to just, you know, do that easily. You know, where you're...
As long as the show is up, I dial in on my phone and I go right in. Why can't you do that?
You know why? You know why I can't get in? Because I have to let myself in when I'm logged in on the studio. You don't. You automatically in when you call in. That's the problem. Otherwise, if I call in with you, right?
Well, that's what I said. You're probably doing something wrong, or you don't have the right equipment.
No, let me finish. I have to be calling in with you if I wanted to come in automatically. That's all. Or
well, then do that.
Myself,
I just said that. You're not doing something right.
Wait a second. Let me finish. Or I have to wait for the lovely commission to get me the stupid headsets that they owe me and call in by Skype. And
yeah,
that
well, that's another issue. But why don't you make sure that you're on the show when it starts, and then maybe you wouldn't have that situation.
I was.
You didn't dial in with me.
Well, if I dial in with you, okay, with your... I can't dial in with the host line. It won't allow two people to dial in at the same time at all. Okay? Okay. So I would have to call you on your home phone, and then you dial in. That's the only other way.
Well, whatever way we got to do it, we'll try it.
Yeah,
let's do it that way.
You want to do it that way?
You're never on time on the show. You're always 20 minutes late. You got to... Organize yourself
mostly,
so you're on time.
Mostly.
All right, inner sight.
All right. We'll talk about that, too, later. I don't
be
have help.
Be with you Monday on the Mad or Glad. Hope you had a little crazy fun tonight and just...
90 seconds.
You know, a little weird stuff going on, but that's all right.
Yeah,
inner sight means
weird.
Freedom. Advocates for the disabled. 631-224-3090. Inner sight phone number. And thank all our listeners, all our friends. And we'll see you Monday night on the Mad or Glad Inner Sight.
60 seconds.
Around the world. Determined to... change this crazy system. Get people help.
Yeah. That's right.
All right.
No,
Monday, Mad or Glad, 8 o'clock, 8 to 9, Inner Sight, weeknights, 5 nights a week. We do it by some miracle.
Frank, can I talk to you after the show a second? It's important.
No.
No what?
Inner Sight. Talk to you later.
Me.
Be good. Be safe.
I'm not.
Beware of a lot of this stuff going on, because a lot of it isn't true. Check it out. Inner Sight. Yes, thank you so much. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone.